Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Welcome to the show, Friday, July 29th, and we're glad you're here. TGIF, everybody, 917-889-3926. It's the Friday Night Cypher, your hip-hop informer, that dude TM Hyman. Hey, again, welcome to the Cypher. It's a recap of the week in entertainment news. We have special guest tonight, comedian Damon, hanging out with us, and we've been looking for a comedian for a long time. This show has a lot of comedians or folks who think they're freaking comedians. Special guest tonight hanging out with us, Damon, the comedian. Hey, don't go nowhere. 917-889-3926. This is that dude, Boston, hanging out with us earlier in the week. Much respect to Boston. This joint right here is called I'm a Virgin. Don't get it confused. We'll be right back.
Yeah. I had to do something for the ladies, you know? When I opened the door, I saw her standing. Trench coat, high heels, body romantic. I told her to go over to the couch and relax. Lay her down, massage oils on her back. Turned her over and kicked her until she wanted it. Whispered her in the ear that I ain't stopping until the morning. Picked her up and then took her into the bedroom. Put her on the king size bed, plenty leg room. Kissing on her neck, grabbing her love handles. It's amazing the effect that love handles. Gently went down till my head was on her navel. Ate the box like only a real man would be able. I can hear her saying it's her body that I own. So my tongue went deeper every time that she moaned. She came up from the aquafina float that I drowned in. Put the condom on and went deeper than a mile, man. When I grab me a waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you won't stop. Slow motion, just enough to make the band rock. And when you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a sip of this love potion. At the start of verse 2, I'm on round 3. She came 4 times, got that pussy in a mild sleep. As I lay next to him, thinking, damn, man. Clothes on the floor, underwear on the lampstand. Crazy wild sex, beat it up like a Van Damme. Say I got a stronger bat than that nigga Bam Bam. We just making up for the time we ain't seen each other. When we away, she send a text saying she feeding rubbers. I'm talking magnums, put it on and it's platinum. It's funny how we're opposites attract like a magnet. You got me feeding up, thinking I needed patches on me. Is it weird that I want your nail scratches on me? Thinking the deep strokes when your head is resting on me, breathing so hard that you couldn't give a testimony. I just wanna make you feel good, real spit. Girl, I promise no bullshit. Boss. When I'm grabbing your waist, baby, don't stop. Take control of the sex and when you won't stop. Slow motion, just enough to make the band rock. And when you throw it at me, I just knock it out the ballpark. Turn you over and switch in a new position. From the bed to the kitchen, G-spot is my mission. I'm putting pressure on them legs wide open. Baby girl, take a sip for this love potion.
WHAC, TM Hammer Radio Live, Boston. I'm a virgin. Welcome to the Cypher, Friday, July 29th, 2011. It's 10 p.m., excuse me. It's 10:05, actually. Tonight, inside the Cypher, we will recap the week in news and entertainment. Our president says, let's get it done already. Yo, the government has a credit card bill due that they can't pay. What is cracking in America? Yeah, I heard something ridiculous. Like, we spend like $1.5 billion a month, and now we can't pay our bills? What's going on, world? All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon and evening time. How do you do?
Good afternoon in the evening. On the way, Domare live from Chesapeake. And actually, I believe Domare is live from Maryland tonight, where her and Toya are attending a conference. So they'll be checking in a moment. Nevertheless, special guest with us tonight, Damon the Comedian. Welcome to the show, bro. Thanks for hanging out with us.
What's up? What's up? This Damon, that's what it do. That's what it is.
All right. That's what's good. Hey, thanks for taking time out your busy schedule. Go ahead and officially introduce yourself to the world, bro. They're listening all over.
Well, phonetically, my name is Damien, you know what I'm saying? Last name Doc, so you can get at me on Facebook, Twitter, you know what I'm saying? I'm out there.
Damien. Tell us Facebook. Tell us what the Facebook address is and the Twitter address.
Oh, Facebook, you can hit me at Damien Doxy, DamienDoxie.
That's what's good. So tell us a little bit, man, about what's going on in your world. You've done quite a few things.
It's just an everyday struggle, you know what I'm saying? You know, trying to create a couple of things, trying to keep it moving in all kind of facets.
No doubt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But, you know, we stand politically correct around here. So, you know, I'm on Obama team right now. I just think you need to stop, you know what I mean, punking out to the Republicans. You feel me?
You can say that again, bro.
Real deal.
I don't understand why they're giving a man such a hard time. All he's trying to do is run the world.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? It's just too much disrespect. I've never seen this much disrespect given to one sitting president since Obama.
You're right. Starting off with I've never heard anybody call a U.S. president a liar.
Right.
In open session.
In open session.
Yes.
But you know what, though? You know what that is, right? But see, that's what showed that historically white men don't have respect for black men. White people don't have respect for black people just inherently. It's not taught. White people don't say, white people won't be in a room of black people and say, don't act like that in front of these black people. For black people to say that. Act up like white people.
I really think it's more so on the side that they can't figure out a way to keep us contained anymore. You know what I mean? We done beat out all expectations.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the levy is broke.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. I don't know. And the crazy thing is that I remember learning a long time ago, even in elementary school, that the money that the government and the checks that they write were never really real money, but it was real money. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they ask for, you know, if they ask for $3 trillion, you know, that nobody was handing them $3 trillion in cash. And it was all on, everybody was straight confused. Everything we ever did was IOUs from country to country. It's like a state of bartering on a larger scale. I mean, the thing is that, like, yeah, you got how credit was even. Credit was started back with Louisiana Purchase, when the dude wanted to start his own lumber company. You know what I'm saying? That's how credit started. So it's just like it was a bartering system initially, and then as it grew, it needed to be contained. You know what I mean? Or controlled. not the same way.
No. But the Republicans have a vision, though. They got a vision. You know what I'm saying? The Republican vision for the future is to have old people selling their medication to the young people to get hot. That's going to be your retirement plan.
Right. Exactly. You better save up for that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so you got to start stocking up Oxycontin and Lortab and all your little pain medications from hysterectomies and shit.
Right.
You're inside the Friday Night Cypher, everybody. July 29th. Hanging out with us, Damien, the comedian. Hey, we're going to come back and get into a funny. We're going to give Damien a set here live in the site for the night. Hey, what?
Your
money, sucker free. Up next,
hey,
Damien.
Hey, sucker free. Get this set.
Yeah. What money?
Wake up in the morning like, what's the hour? With money in my hands, I got all the power. Just kill another beat, so bring all the flowers.
Yeah.
Staying sucker free while y'all still some cowards.
I say, what's the concept, miss? He said, go in. Who should I shout out on the track? He said, no friend. Sucker free. Wet money, chill out of no man. Cutthroat, big redneck. Frozen. Hello, my name's T, MDR, nigga, CMG, Rexville, move E like AMC, KP, anything for that wet money, I push it, pump it, put a few O's in my budget, hustling, nigga, we stuntin', they can't do how we does it, every little step I take, can't come another hitter from around my way, wait, out of the league, this IV, nigga, talkin' business, get an MPA, LL2J, UST, don't fuck with me, I'll be the dad up and down the street, cause I sit easy like an SUV, from the B.I., all about my B.I. I will kill over these words. Booker Eli, and we ride like a G.I. Joe. You see my 357, nigga, we live.
Yeah, M.A.C. Yeah, need it when I hate boy. Night of a G.I. for the other sick boy. I don't you have, don't play boy, don't you test. Not me, boy, rules, you better obey boy. Say boy, run with that boy, only boy, ain't boy. No days off, no break boy, here they supposed to fake boy. I set fire, see the still, burn the crop on your life. What you bring, quick to see your money, why you gone? If you try, life for long, bullseye, sniper on land, yeah, I am on thin clip, fight for tone. He talking bogus, let's play, drop the token, the clock is rolling, time crisis, lock and loaded, profit molded, wet money, pocket soaking, pitch the rock off the block when the opp is open. I hear that Auburn mascot, this type is focused, run through the O. Newton, this champ is boasting. Flow for the whole East Coast, Atlantic Ocean. Sick of swim, not a body floating.
Stay sucker free, we gon' get this wet money. Stay sucker free, we gon' get this wet money. Stay sucker free, we gon' get this wet money. Stay sucker free, we gon' get this wet money. Stay sucker free, stay sucker free. Stay sucker free, we gon' get this wet money. Stay sucker free, we gon' get this wet money.
For the money,
yes, sir.
I smack these bitch that want to run their mouth like I ain't gonna come and get them. Keep it plain and simple. The man is on a mission. I'm over TMT. We stay sucker free, you bitches. You wanna act like you don't see us?
Yeah.
When we the one that's riding in that big wet money wig.
Money.
With money plastered on the side of it. Don't try to run it high from us. Real Memphis on the side of me.
Wet money go harder than you fathom. We steadily winning while y'all way below average. Catch a player grinning while y'all boys just looking sadder. Never move forward cause you relying on your backup. Tell them motherfucking niggas back up. Don't you even answer. Question I'll address it. Don't confess it. No protection. Wait a second. Now add your pressure. Break a neck up. Disrespect to help Moody kill them. Before I kill them.
Moody man. And Memphis can't equal punishment. We got the world up in our hand and we play it catch.
Yeah.
We don't give a damn at what you suckers stress. Because our sex rate vision leave your bitch in red. And she ain't trying to leave. Because we drop balls heavy and atomic. So
the clique. We leave her body weak, because we just drained our veins on her bedroom sheets.
Yeah, suck the same problems, we don't even swear.
Nah.
Boy, if you hot, then I'ma let her swear. What? If I say F you, I mean every letter. Yeah. Missing her, but it can leave you dead in the gear.
Got my nose running, getting wet money. Do you live in my shoes? You ain't never seen nothing. Suckers in the back always be friends. The last nigga talking, be the first nigga's running.
Who is you to impose me?
I know you see we in another league.
Yeah. CMG and wet money, y'all promise you stay in sucker
free.
In the 757, it's hard all over the place, you know what I mean? Economy's so hard out here, it takes three dinners, a bottle of Grey Goose, and a pack of Oodles and Noodles to get the pussy out here in the streets. I'm telling you, it's hard out here, you know what I mean? I'm pissing so hard out here, I got goddamn rocks jumping in my shoes, and I'm keeping them because I want to throw them at the next motherfucker so I can take his dough. It's hard out here, I'm telling you. I just walked past three old ladies. They tried to sell me some Viagra and some Lorsets. Like, it's really hard out here. These boys are like 62 years old trying to get it. You know what I mean? What's wrong with these kids nowadays, man? You know what I mean? What's going on with these kids with these skinny jeans and shit? They jeans so tight,
skinny
I can't
jeans.
Even put my balls anywhere in them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Skinny
fuck I'm supposed to do, put my balls in my back pocket? What's wrong with these Republicans, man? You know what I mean? These old heads just trying to hold on to the past. What for? It's over. You know what I mean? They need to let us shine right now. Yeah, let go. That ain't even funny. This is real. You know what I mean? I want to give y'all some political humor, but I want to stay correct. You feel me?
Right.
Like Obama. You know what I'm saying? Your man got so much swag. He got so much swag the way he carries himself. I love it. You know what I mean? But he need to start pimp-smacking motherfuckers up in Congress. I'm serious. And I'm talking about physically pimp-slapping the shit out of motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
A couple of folks need to be slapped.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Everybody that's a part of the Tea Party anyway, you know? Slap every last one of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they mad at us, though. You know what I mean? We shining right now. But, you know, I'm just waiting for the moment for one of our black people to jump out the box and just do some old crazy shit. You know what I mean? Then it's going to make us all look bad. I've been praying for so long that it don't happen. But, you know what I mean? Hey, it might not. It might just be what it is. You know what I'm saying? We might just keep on stealing Skittles and trying to sneak blunts in here and there. You know what I mean? To keep it moving. That's just what we do. Hey, y'all really caught me at the spur of the moment, though. Like, I ain't really prepared a set for you, you know what I'm saying? I just came up with the real good for you, for real. But, you know what I mean?
Hey, we appreciate you, bro. Hey,
anytime,
man.
Just let me know when I can come through, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
we can have
a
little discussion, all
this
that.
Cypher is open up to you every Friday night, man. Hey, we do this four times a week live for 2 hours, and we've been doing it for a while. But for you, you know what I'm saying, just doing it on the spot, bro. Props. Props to you, bro.
Big ups to Colette.
Hey, you called her government. That would be CEO Boston. Colette. Hey, David, man, again, hey, website, Facebook, Twitter, how can we follow you?
Hey, you can hit me up on the Facebook, but it's best to get at me through my email. You can hit me at Damien Online, Damien Online, at inbox.com. I'm responding to all requests.
Hey, that's what's good. Hey, appreciate you, man. Hey, we'll be right back. Here's that new one from Day 26 featuring Roscoe Dash. It's called Let It Go. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Okay, y'all know I'm known for flexing. Pockets fat like butter injection. Bitches playing frizzy with a water fizzy with a rubber band on that bitch in the VI section. I'm so you might as well dance a bit. Louis sponsor me with this bag of rent. You package the day lacking it. No wonder why them haters on that back with two. You got it, girl. Tongue rings knowing you and I together. Don't ride it, girl. Go find it, girl. I swear to God, you can be the spokesperson for Bobby's world. Yo, just right on life, see ready. Drop it down low to a knee, see begging. Pick it up slow, sweat, up, go. With just throw that thing around like right to the wind and I'm down.
Trying to, you know, just break up the monotony of what we do. you know, share some comedy with you. Hey, Damien will be back. We're going to definitely make sure he comes back and he can do a whole set for us. Matt, props to Damien inside the Friday Night Cypher. And Matt, props to Colette Boston.
Colette. They have been pronouncing my name wrong all my life.
Colette Boston.
Yes, thank you for pronouncing it correct.
Who has booked a string of shows, and they've all been great. I like working with you. You can stay.
I love you too. Hey, I ain't going away anyway. Supporting everything.
Nope. That. You are inside the Friday Night Cypher. Friday, July 29th. It's myself and your queen of entertainment and national news, CeeLo, coming live out of Charlotte. And her boy, live from Tampa tonight. Hey, in entertainment national news, now let me tell you what high-powered is. High-powered is when you call up your homie and you're just cruising down, you know, the Miami Beach Strip, you know, looking like the ballers that you are, and you got a flagged out a cop to protect you from your adoring fans. That was the case of Justin Bieber and Sean Kingston this weekend in Miami. The 17-year-old Bieber had Kingston riding shotgun in a drop-top Rolls Royce on Ocean Drive. We know what that is. We hang out there. And fans noticed Bieber in a white tee and all. Look, and they bum-rushed the whip.
Oh, wow.
We need the popo to help us out. Hey, that's what I call high powered.
Yes. Okay. Whenever your your fans are trying to get to you, they do more damage to you. They do more damage trying to get to your shirt. That's terrible. Oh my gosh! Look. Look. Speaking of entertainment, first of all, I didn't know Shine had converted to Judaism. I had no idea. Did you know that?
No.
So he's Jewish. He's a Jewish rapper now. And he gave up sex and cursing. So, and he's teaming up with Matichu. I don't know if that pronouncing his name wrong. He's a Jewish rapper as well. Matisyahu, okay, something like that. Okay, so I'm not disrespecting your name. I just can't pronounce it. But anyway, so they're supposed to be linking together to do a album, since they both have a common bond in in the Judaism. So Shine isn't going to have scantily clad women in his videos any longer. He's no longer using profanity. And he is Shomar Habib.
That's his name?
No, that is abstaining. That's what it means in, in Jewish, means abstaining from sex until marriage.
What is it called again?
Shomar Habib.
Shomar Habib. That sounds right. I'm going to confirm that. But that sounds about right.
Yeah,
I do follow some Jewish beliefs.
H-A-B-R-I-S. H-A-B-R-I-S.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, well, okay, so Shine, he bought a house in Israel. And so he's been living there for a little while. You know, he did an 8-year bid for that, behind that shootout that involved Diddy and Ms. Lopez. And so, yeah.
That is unbelievable. I cannot believe that you just shared with me that Shine has purchased, property
in Israel.
In what is the homeland, the motherland, for what I believe are the, I'm going to say it, I'm going to step out there and say it, black Hebrew Israelites that walk America. He's actually purchased land in what, if we really study, folks, Israel today was Ethiopia back in the day,
exactly.
Which is Africa. So when I say homeland, motherland, I know what I'm talking about. Hey, that's cracking. That's what's up. Big up,
oh my
Sean.
God.
And for representing. Thanks for sharing
exactly.
that, Zilo.
Oh, you know what I was going to say? And this is kind of, it's almost like a little segue, but I'm going to tell you this. Like, all right, my daughter has heard, you know, people say, you know, that I know I can prophesy, right? And I mean, I do.
Oh, wow. I've never heard that. I didn't know
okay.
you could prophesy.
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
And
that's scary.
For the first time, she saw it happen today. She actually watched me prophesy to someone. And it threw me off because I wasn't even in that, you know, state of mind at the moment. But
so
when
what
I
did
touched,
you prophesy?
When he touched my hand, I felt like so much, I mean, it was, oh my gosh, it was so scary. Like, it felt like a huge, like, level of uncomfort, being terrified. Like, it was just so, like, discerning. And I told him that he needed to remove himself from that uncomfortable space, because I told him, I was like, you're not going to profit. You're not going to get anywhere. You're going to stay in this
Did
state.
Did you know
like,
anything about him?
Not at all. You know what the man said to me? He said, because I was just talking to him, it was like almost going in a trance. I don't remember everything that I said, but I remember.
You were in a trance or he was in a trance?
No, I was. I went into, because I'm telling you, it's so crazy. And I didn't let him go. I was holding on to him. And so I'm telling him these things that I see and that what I could feel. And he looked at me and he said, everything you're saying is true. How do you know this? And I said, I don't know. I said, it's what I feel and what I see. And I said, okay. I'll go one deeper for you. And I just started describing to him what I saw. And his eyes filled up with tears.
Wow.
And I told him, I said, it's one person, though, that you keep around you only out of comfort, you know, out of knowing them. They're not the ones who bring you comfort. You just out of familiarity is the only reason you have them around you. You need to step away from them, and you need to remove yourself from wherever you are.
Wow. Now, CeeLo's bringing prophecies. Wow. It's always something. Hey, we'll be right back.
That's why
gosh.
It's mad.
10:33, Madam CeeLo Boston.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
You know what it is.
Wanna bring it.
Feel real good,
go ahead and bring it. I just wanna bring it. I think they like it like that. If you feel it, make it clap like that.
I think they like it like that.
If you feel it, make it clap like that.
Make it clap like this, make it clap like that. I'm something that hate on, but you can't be mad. How you gon' be mad, homie? I can't explain why my chicks be bad. And how they throw it in the bag. And your chicks looking through the window feeling so sad. Tricks if you got a supply, the duffel bag. Slides a hovercraft, different level of swag. A different level, I'm giving you something new. Tired of the same songs and lines it's overdue. And I don't wanna compare to none of you. I just want you to put your hands in the air and bring them through.
Come
and make
on.
Them clap, clap. I know you like it like that. When LG speak a track like that.
I think they like it like that.
No,
like that. If you feel it, make it clap like that.
Like that.
If you feel it, make it clap.
take it, bounce it, whip it, and make it clap, girl. I'm into all of y'all, can't limit to one girl. That girl buy expensive things, I'm talking black pearl. And when she feeling good, she my little black pearl. I got a blonde, I remain the color cool with. Yeah, she got her own, she just got a cool whip. The others I be hitting parties with, talking about them girls making dudes getting jealous with. Yeah, I'm too fly to the toes, pressing in Febreze, you already know. They ask me why I'm so cold, cause I'm cooler than a fan, let the windshield blow. Yeah, I know you like it like that. When LG pick a track like that, I think they like it like that.
Radio Live, WHAC, you're rocking with the best. We got 22 minutes left in the show. If you missed it so far, you got to check out the podcast. But thanks for rocking with us for Friday Night Cypher. Yeah.
Hey, can you believe this right here? I'm like baffled. Soulja Boy doesn't know the meaning of the word recession by no means. TMZ is reporting that the 21-year-old rapper is dropping a whopping $55 million on a private jet.
Oh, wow. Wow.
A member of Soulja Boy's management tells us that the kid bought himself a G5 jet as a birthday present to himself this week. The jet cost $35 million, but that's just the beginning. We're told that the birthday boy is dropping an additional $20 to pimp out the ride with all sorts of cool stuff, like 12 custom Italian leather seats, flat screen TVs, 4 liquor bars, in a special, wow, like a travel, you know, it's crazy. It's like tilted floor, Brazilian hardwood cabinets. I'm like, are you serious? Yo, I had no clue. that paper. I'm sorry. Much respect. I'm baffled.
Lord, I'm sorry. I was talking on mute. Okay, so.
Yeah, we didn't hear a word. And it was okay because I think I'm in a daze. I don't know about you all out there, but I'm like 55 million on a G5
right
now.
I hope
are you serious?
They're going to be repossessing it for a pump. And it ain't going to be funny.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I hope he pay cash.
And
the
I thought Soulja Boy was a little older than 21.
He could be, but you know how they do. They stay 21 for like 7 years. And then they stay 27 for 10. You know what I'm saying?
I don't
think
Soulja Boy is 21 years old.
I don't think so either. But then again, look how long ago. When did that Soulja Boy Tell 'Em album come out? It was like, what, 07, 08, something like that? And he was like 16 when his music came out, when he came out. Yeah, 16. So.
Yeah. I don't get
I'd
that.
Say 20. Maybe he just turned 21.
In the midst of all that you can drop cash on, I mean, and so hopefully it's an investment, right? And, you know, the $55 million towards that helps him to continue to travel the world making more millions.
You know, my thing is, I was thinking about it yesterday, and I was like, okay, why when people get to a certain status, they, you know, get these extravagant things, right? And yes, they call them gifts and so forth. Okay, fine. But the thing is this, that pretty much most people buy everything that they ever wanted or thought they wanted when they get the money to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just like, you know, if you got it, then okay, I guess it's, you know, I mean, but it's what they want to do. Could they be spending the money on every, you know, other things? Yeah, but you know, who are we? Because I know here shortly, I'm not going to be answering my own phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I plan on getting rid of my phone, like, in a couple of months. Because, I mean, you know, people, they make themselves inaccessible. They put everything they could possibly need in the house. Because think about it. When you get to a certain level, you can't even go outside comfortably. Or you have to hang in certain circles. Or go to certain restaurants because of the respect level that they have for people's privacy or the lack thereof, you know?
Yeah.
So, just like I think, was it Oprah Winfrey? She goes to the same restaurant in Chicago, same restaurant, all the time. Doesn't eat anywhere else. But I'm quite sure it's because of the level of privacy that she gets, the level of people that are in there that understand that, you know, yes, you can speak and say hi, but you don't have to.
They know her at this point. So it's okay.
Right. You don't have to you don't have to lay flat to see you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Definitely.
So.
Hey, I got a quick, a few more real quick updates on some of our favorite people. Some of our favorite people in the news this week. Lauryn Hill welcomes her bouncing baby boy after a delivery scare. Lauryn Hill welcomed a bouncing baby boy on Saturday, in fact. It wasn't all smooth for the singer or her tot in the delivery room. Despite rumors circulating, Hill's on-again, off-again boyfriend, Mr. Marley, and the father to Hill's other five children, may or may not be the father. The identity of the baby daddy was put aside after the scare with the singer. Was given birth. What happened? Hill and her new baby had reportedly both, they were doing well after the little baby came out of the womb with his, looks like the umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck. But all is well. In the news, Nicki Minaj fined for using profanity at a concert in Jamaica. Nicki might not have been informed that she had been fined, but she wasn't supposed to. She might not have been informed that she wasn't supposed to curse, but she's been fined. And now, you know, she she pretty much has to respond to the summons, and the fine was $1,000. $1,000, which is basically like $11.70 in U.S. currency.
Right. You're going to find me making that little. Yes, okay. I'll bring my
$1,000 over there for the $11.70 over here. T-Pain battles auto-tunes makers in court. I can't pronounce the name of this technology company, but it's Antares. Antares Technologies is battling T-Pain in a lawsuit over the Rapper Producers Association with the company's popular auto-tune effect. T-Pain, who used to officially endorse the company, ended his deal with the company in June and formed another company, and they're like, So they are suing for $1 million in damages. We shall see what becomes of that. Hey, a recap of the week in news and entertainment. We'll be right back. Coming to you live out of Charlotte is CeeLo. Coming to you live out of Tampa. We will be back with Toya and I believe Domare in Maryland tonight. They'll let us know what's going on. TM Hammer Radio Live.
The way you move, I really think you got me. Let me show you how you got me. Send a text from me to you. Miss when all you're coming through. I said my people need to holler at him. She got a patio, go holler at him. Right. As we lay on the vivid dust, you said it's like sleeping on a cloud. I'm the subject to all your friends.
Everything is just when you're crazy.
TC, P. Muhammad Radio Live, CeeLo, Toya, live out of Maryland tonight. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa. What's cracking? Welcome to the show, Toya.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, boy.
What's happening up there in Maryland?
Well, Terrence, I wish you were here. I know you're supposed to be here. You had some things going on, but really awesome. Just another one of our business conferences that Bill Mayer and I are attending.
Right.
A bunch of speakers, you know, learning how to make money, but in the big scheme of things, how to help other people. Just finished hearing Miss America speak. She was awesome. She's only 17, the youngest Miss America to be crowned in the 78-year history of the pageant. And she had some really good jewels to share with everybody. I mean, for someone who be, you know, to be 17 years old, I mean, her thought process is crazy. You know, she comes from a home that's very spiritually grounded. Education is a big thing. And she, I have a totally different outlook on the pageant and Miss America. You know, I always just thought, oh, crowns and beauty, oh, here we go. But, you know, she really has something to offer. She had a lot to say, a lot of good points. So enjoyed that and have other speakers. I'm sneaking out eating, you know, I'm a little greedy. So had to sneak out, get some food, and we'll be up till 3:30 in the morning. So I figured I'd call in while
hey,
I could. But.
And I appreciate that. Hey, no, I'm a little ignorant, right? Mm-hmm. So is Miss America Caucasian or African-American, Asian, what?
Last year, she was African-American. This year, she's Caucasian. 2011,
okay.
Miss America is Caucasian. She's one
she's
of our
17.
Sponsors. Yes, she's 17. Yes, the youngest Miss America.
Okay.
I mean, and she has so much to say, you know, just talking about the four key points of, you know, the whole Miss America pageant. And I don't have my notes with me, but, you know, she talks about success, education, and two other things. But, I mean, she was really awesome. She had a lot of good things to say, and like I said, I don't have my notes, but when we get to it, you know, we could talk about it later. But, yeah, she's really good. She's an ambassador for one of our products for artistry. So, you know, it was cool to have her here to speak. You know, we had Kurt Warner here, I think, last time. So, you know, all of the speakers that come in that are tied in the Amway, a lot of them are, you know, big names. So it's a good thing to, you know, have sponsorship and be backed by, you know, these big names. It's pretty awesome. Gives the company credibility, you know. Helps you out with your business. So we're learning a lot,
yeah.
too. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for sharing. Hey, let's go to the phones right quick. Take a couple calls. Area code 954. Last four digits, 9297. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
You know, what's cracking like, man? This your boy, Birthmore. Just giving y'all boys, the whole crew, a call. We'll have you just say, you know what I mean? We appreciate y'all giving us the real deal, straight up.
Hey, no, I appreciate you, bro. Thanks for checking us out, homie.
For sure. Like I said, I haven't been able to check on in, but I'm glad y'all be having your, the stuff from the previous night on the site or what have you, because like I said, you know what I mean, that gave me the opportunity to check on in on what I missed from time to time. So, like I said,
hey, check those podcasts out,
it.
Man. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to check us out, bro. We appreciate
it. I'm definitely going to do that. I mean, something I've actually been doing or what have you, whenever I am pulling up those sites, you know, I have a few friends who have you over. And instead of watching the damn TV, you know what I mean, we just, you know, support what's going on. So, like I say,
hey,
even though I haven't checked on in, like I said, I'm locked in, though. Locked in.
Hey, that's what's good. Hey, we appreciate you, bro. Keep your head up, homie.
For sure. Like I said. But, you know what I mean, I'm glad everybody, you know, all y'all doing good. I just want to let y'all know, you know, we're going to be doing the damn thing in Greensboro tomorrow night. Well, tomorrow at noontime or what have you. It's the SCMC Awards show. I mean, well, SCMC Conference. They invited your boy out there to come out there and do my thing or whatever. So I'm going
to
do that, do some networking, and hope I appreciate that, bro.
That's what's happening. Hey, stop back past anytime, man. Be safe.
Appreciate that, y'all, too. Salute to y'all.
Salute. Hey, and we appreciate each and every one of you with 4 minutes left in the program. Toya live out of Maryland tonight, getting it in. Hobnobbing with folks like Miss America. That's what's cracking.
You think you're better
than Who else put this weekend, Toya?
Well, it's mostly people from our business team, some of the big players, people like John Crow, which if you guys haven't heard of him, you really, really should probably try to Google him. He has an amazing story from coming from welfare and poverty and nothing to being one of the richest guys here in the U.S., and he has such a good story to share with everybody, and I don't know, he's awesome, he and his family. And just big people in our association, so, you know, learning a lot. I can tell you the one quote that has stuck with me. We've only been here for a few hours, but the one thing that I've heard from himself was that his mother always told him that, you know, your life is God's gift to you, but what you become and what you do with your life is your gift to him. So I thought that was really awesome. It speaks to the point that you all, you know, everybody has a purpose. We just have to decide to do the right thing and help other people. You know, you want to leave a mark, a good mark, you know, for yourself, you know, by helping other people. So that's one quote that stuck with me so far that I really, really like. I think everybody needs to remember that we're all here for a purpose. You just need to find what your purpose is so that you can, you know, live to your full potential, help other people.
Absolutely. Hey, Toya Live out of Maryland tonight. Hey, thanks for stopping past.
All right, gotta go. Y'all have a good night.
Checking in. Good night, Toya. Hey, just a few more tidbits and information out of the news. Flo Rida says, I'm not that baby's daddy. Flo Rida is in the middle of a paternity war right now, even though the rapper's claims is that, hey, they have no scientific proof that he's that baby's daddy. Flo Rida says, no go. Check the DNA. Hey, Game says he want to go on over to Cash Money after his new Red album hits. He's already hinted to Birdman and Lil Wayne that Cash Money Records is the place for him. So look for Game and Cash Money after this new record, R.E.D., hits. Waka Flocka arrested in Queens, New York this past weekend.
That's
an Atlanta rapper was spotted by officers smoking pot in the parking lot of the Coliseum Mall. And he was caught for criminal possession of marijuana. Come on, Waka.
Oh, wow. Well, look. Waka Flocka. Him and Gucci Mane are releasing an album together called Ferrari Boys. And this is going to be Gucci Mane's fifth album. And Waka's, I think, third album.
Get it together, Waka Flocka. Thanks for rocking CeeLo Boston. Excuse me, Madam CeeLo Boston. All the way live out of Charlotte tonight, everybody. Join us back Sunday, 7 p.m. inside Empowerment Sunday. CeeLo, take us home.
Yeah, we got check us out on Sunday. We got Reverend Henrietta Trotter coming on Sunday.
Y'all, Reverend Trotter's back.
Okay. Yeah, she'll be talking about her book signing that she has going on in Florida. Somewhere in between, I think I want to say the end of August. So, you know, y'all check that out. Yeah, she's a
All
career.
Right.
Yes.
Henrietta
got a lot
Trotter
of...
back Sunday. Sunday, 7 p.m. Good night, everybody.
Yes.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio. radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real, real talk. Talk, talk radio show. See him, I'm in live. See him, I'm in live. See him, I'm in live. Talk radio.